Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the memorial feast of our 5th century lover and preacher of the Lord, Saint Cecilia, patron saint of music and of musicians, one who dedicated our virginity to the Lord and was willing to suffer for the sake of righteousness. Yes, she was tortured and made to bleed to death for being faithful to her divine spouse and savior and for preaching his word. First reading today will be taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 6, 8 to 20. Responsorial psalm today will be taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 52 to 56. Gospel reading today will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. Today's gospel acclamation says, "Even if you have to die, says the Lord, keep faithful and I will give you the crown of life." Yes, we all yearn and desire for that crown of glory and happiness here on earth and in the world to come. In fact, we desire not to fall sick, not to quarrel with others, not to be angry. Yes, we always desire success and not failure. But the reality is, we often encounter the opposite of the good we seek. For instance, we want to love and be friendly, but sometimes we are angry with others. And we rarely forgive. We pray for good health of mind and body, but sometimes it is obvious to us that sickness will surely overwhelm us. And lastly, we desire to live long with our friends, members of our family, but it is clear to us that death will surely come our way. For these reasons, we struggle to be faithful. We struggle to remain in love with the Lord. Yes, I am equally guilty as charged of being unfaithful to my Lord and Savior. Yes, I know who I am. I am a child of God, a believer, a priest of the Lord Most High. Like Kelly Ballery once said, I should be as strong as Samson and as obedient as Jesus. No battle should take me down. I should be like a mountain, immovable by every monsoon. But I am not, because the reality is I still get shaken, unsure, and a little nervous. That is my reality, and I know that is the reality of some of us. The fact is that we struggle to be faithful, and sometimes we fail to be faithful. And if we do not continually return to the Lord, asking for mercy, re-strategizing with victory plans, and equipping our minds and our hearts with sacramental graces, then we will not be crowned with the crown of glory. We read in today's first reading that Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah were most anxious to be free from defilement. Hence, with the help of the Lord Most High, they chose an austere survival strategy against the norms of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. What is your own strategy against the challenges of this world? The fact is, my brother, my sister, we cannot be faithful. We cannot retain God's love without our strategy or strategies planned with the Lord and led by Him. We must learn not to walk by sight, but by faith. Faith in him who forgives us, and faith in him who is ready and willing to shower us with his favors. And that walk of faith with the Lord demands, as St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, we must take captive of every thought to make it obedient to Christ. The poverty-stricken widow in today's gospel did it. She tore down the thoughts of selfishness in order to give God everything she owned. Yes, we must be willing to tear down the thoughts of sin, pride, and self-sufficiency to pave the way for repentance, confession, and humility. When he grants us those graces of renewal and repentance, his victory will be granted us 100-fold, the victory already won for us on the cross. And so, my brother, my sister, let us pray today and ask the Lord to grant us the grace of rededication and to grant us our own victory song. May the Lord grant you a victory song today. May he bless your week. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.